الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله is for the one who sent درود upon the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم 100 times, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will give him 1,000 blessings. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Viewers of Madani Channel, we say again, once again, marhaban bikum, ahlan wa sahlan. We welcome you back again this episode for the topic, priceless diamonds. Wherein we are talking about the importance of time and how to utilize time and how to value time, and not also to leave any stone unturned in explaining the importance of time. We are talking, of course, about preserving time, so we need to preserve the time of our children. That's why we put this chapter, especially the bab of how to relate with the children. Because we find that if we divide our time for ourselves, and time for the children, and time for Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, you find that you don't have any problem. The reason why people they don't utilize the time is that they've got a vacuum, an empty place, whereby that time they don't spend it wisely, because they have got free time. You know, free time is very, very bad in life. You must not be free, to be idle. Because if you don't have any time to do good deeds, the devil he himself will occupy you with time to do bad deeds. You understand that time itself is a productive, it's something whereby it is ready to carry anything. So imma, it's either you do good or otherwise you do evil. There's no inside in between. Whereby we said that the time is a container, you put something, it's either you put good or you put bad. There's no any between that, no good and bad man. No. It is either of the two. So the reason why people do bad deeds or people misuse the time, it is because of free time. We had on that previous hadith that ni'matani, the two favors people, they don't use them nicely. Free time itself is good. Why? Because when people they've got free, they become free, that's when evil is committed. Just see the so-called holidays. So in order all to us to occupy, let us try to include our family as well. Time is so precious and time is so limited to say that, no, this is the time for childhood. No, all the time must start to be invested wisely and safely. So when the kid passed 5 years, ba'ana fahmu, then his intellect become to be sharp, and also his participation in good become upright, and he become also now is choosing the focal of selecting, being choosy, is start also to grow, and so forth. Now to give you some stories, mara Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu ala sibyani yal'abun. One day Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed by the children who were playing. Fatafarraqu min hibatihi. So the students, the children decided to, disperse out of fear of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he used to be known, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Walam yabrah ibn Zubair. Now all the children, they ran away, they dispersed, except for one child, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Faqala lahu, then he said, Malak, what's wrong with you? Lam tabrah, are you not dispersing like other children who are dispersing? Are you not running away like how other children are running away? Faqala, then listen to what the young child responded. Ma tariqu dayyiqa, the road is not narrow, O Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The road is not narrow, it is a wide road, it is spacious. So there's no need for me to run away in saying that maybe I want to make it spacious for you. It is already spacious. Walali dhanbun fa akhafak, and I don't have a sin that I can run away, or I don't have anything, a mistake which I've made, and I don't have any cold blood between you and me. Number one, the road is spacious, why can I run away? Number two, I don't have any sin which I've committed, so why can I run away? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amazed with this sharpness of this boy. وَقَالَ أَلَخَلِيفَ لِوَلَدِ وَزِيرِهِ وَهُوَ فِي دَارِهِمْ. One day, the king also came to the house of his minister. So he said to the son, yani to the child of the minister, whilst he was in their house, he said to him, Ayyuma ahsan, darana aw darakum? What is the best house? My house or your father's house? My house or your father's house? Which is the best house? Faqal, and the young child said, darana, our house is best. Qal, then he said, lima, what, how come? What is the reason you are saying that? Qal, then the young boy said, لِأَنَّكَ فِيهَا, because you are inside it, so our house is best. You see, that is the intellect of the children. The thing which we wanted to say, especially, it is that we need now to utilize, after hearing these stories, this heart-touching stories, whereby the response of these children, how they were responding, you find that also that children, if we channel them properly, they will utilize also their time very, very well. And they will start to preparatory for them when they become mature. So rather than to waste the time of our children like what we are doing nowadays, we tend to buy them playing stations, we tend to buy them toys, we tend to buy them these entertainment sets. So we need to buy them the Quran, we need to teach them so that also their time is going to be fruitful. The time of the children, really, I'm putting it in this chapter, not to exaggerate, but to listen to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that Allah kullukum ra'in. You must know that each and every one of you are a shepherd. Allah wa kullukum mas'ulun, and each and every shepherd is going to be asked on the day of judgment ar-ra'iyatihi, about those sheep which were under him, about the sheep which were under the shepherd, about those people who are under you. It is kinaya to say like that each and every one of us on the day of judgment, we are going to be asked about those people who are under our authority. Wa rajulun imam, and the man is the imam, is the leader, ala ahla baytihi, upon the family members of his household, wa huwa mas'ulun anhum yawm al-qiyamah. So he's going to be asked regarding them on the day of judgment. So we need to make sure that the time of our children, it is very, very used in good things and in fruitful things. Now, al-mawsim thani, the second stage. Now that's where the story is. Books and books can be written on that. It is the stage whereby when one's intellect is going mad, you see, that is the stage of youth. They say, Ash-shabab nisful majnun. Youth is half of madness. Also, why? لأن الشباب, the period of Shabab, بين الضعفتين, it is between two weakness. The period or the time of being a youth, it is in between two weaknesses. Now, ضعفتُ الطفولة, the weaknesses of being a child, يعني, وضعفتُ الشيخوخة, and the weakness of being an old person. In the other side, one is still young, he was very, in his childhood, a child is very, very weak. We cannot say the child is very, very strong. He's very, very weak. Then flip another coin there, an old man also is very weak. Now, in between, they come the stage of youth. So it is at the two end of two weakness. بين الضعفتين, ضعفة الطفولة وضعفة الشيخوخة. Being, the weakness of young age and the weakness of old age as well. So youth, it is come in between. So it is something which we need to understand, and it is something we need to utilize for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. Hereforth, let us try to conclude this episode and explaining importance of being a youth. A youth, as we understand that it is a time where it will be in between two weaknesses. Then come now the youth, you will have got the strength, but now the intellect is gone. The intellect is gone. Why the intellect is gone? Because the youth, due to the power which the youth have got, it make him to feel nice. Like how a person said that. Youth, they think that old people are mad. But old people, they know that youth are mad. Viewers of Madani Channel, Barakallahu Fikum, if there are youth outside there, normally there is a misconception which we have got nowadays. If we talk about an alim, a scholar, we start to think about somebody big bearded, and white bearded as well, and with big glasses because his eyesight is about to go, and somebody who is walking with a big stick, and even people, they are holding him and he cannot walk properly. No, that is the norm of this society which we are. So nowadays we've got a joker whereby we want to use our youth to do evil deeds. Then of course, at the later stage, we think that now that is the time for doing tawbah. That is a joker. You know, many people that are dying in their youth age. You go to the cemetery nowadays, just read the signs on the grave. You find that born in such and such and died in such and such. Then the period of years is what, 20 years, 30 years, 30 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. So this is the time where you need to utilize. If we read in the Holy Quran, a surah whereby we normally read it in Surah Kahf, about the fitya, the Ahlul Kahf, the youth which did go to the cave, the cave in English. Al Kahf is the cave in English. They were youth. They only believed in their Lord. They were youth. They were not big people like how we assume nowadays. So youth itself, it is a gift which we need to understand. One poet said it beautifully. Ala layta shabab ya'ud fa akhbiruhu bima fa'ala biha al-mashib. I do hope and I do will and I do cry if a young age can come back to me. That age of youth, if it can come back to me, I'll go to tell it what the old age have done unto me. So we need to understand that it is a gift from Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. And we heard that on the hadith where we mentioned that on the day of judgment, a person is going to be asked about four things. And from amongst them, we heard about his life. How did he finish it? And youth also was put specifically. Why? Because life, if we say life, it is life, including the youth, the what. But youth was put specifically because that is the bonus time. Yani that is the real time whereby one can accelerate. That is the gear number 5 of life. You know, if it is, we are talking about a car, driving car. When the car is now in the highway, it is on the gear 5, it is cruising, and any now, you can place the accelerator, it can do whatever you want. It can fly to how many kilometers per hour you want it, because now it is in gear 5. But now when you put it in gear 1, gear 2, you cannot accelerate it much harder. So now the gear, the old age, these are other gears in life. The old age is this gear, and the small age is this gear. The first gear, it is the gear number 5 or the gear number youth. That is whereby we can accelerate our ibadah and we can stand in tarawih for quite long. We can do qiyamul layl. We can stand for up to when you like. If you want to start from Isha and you can finish your qiyamul layl on before the arising of dawn or it's time before it's finished, you can do because you are youth. No one can stop you. That is the time whereby you can play. You pray whilst you are standing. Go and ask an old man who want to enjoy also his tarawih. What he feel now when he's making salah sitting in the chair and he's seeing a youth using that youth, that power in drinking the alcohol and doing all the guna in the world, it will make him to feel bad. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, especially the youth outside there with the book called Priceless Diamonds in mind, let us try to value our youth. Now, if it is diamonds now, I don't know now what mineral now can we compare the youth with. Because the youth, that is the safwa, the cream of life itself. That is the best qima of life. So the youth outside there, may Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand. And we normally try to say that in conclusion, the youth, let us try to go in the madani kafila. Because traveling, when you are youth, you've got all the power. You can go to any country which you can yearn to go, and you can do the madani kam. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal bless one and all. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Time is one of the most precious things. Let's not waste the time. Let's not waste the time.